episode 3316. Keep on keeping on.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. Do you know what day of the week it is? Oh, yes, it's Friday. And that means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. It's time to do the happy dance. Because that means it's the weekend and you get a day off. Okay, maybe if you're a mama, you don't, but that's okay. Take a deep breath. Keep on keeping on. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. So can I just be real with you for a minute? Like, seriously, pull back all the layers. Are you tired? And not because there's just a lot of things happening, but because there's a lot of things happening. Because your responsibility on your plate of being a parent is so weighty. You know, parenting, yes, it is a beautiful journey filled with love and laughter, but a ton of unpredictable moments. But what do you do when the challenges outweigh the joy? What do you do with that? How do you dish up some inspiration? How do you dish up some motivation to keep doing where you don't find yourself buried in a corner? Well, you got to keep on keeping on because you know how it goes down, right? For every sweet bedtime story read, there's a temper tantrum in the grocery store. Oh, if there's not a lot of truth to that statement. Now, your temper tantrums may look differently because you could have a 13-year-old that's having a temper tantrum, but it's different in the way they present themselves, right? What about this one? For every proud moment of achievement, there's a sleepless night trying to soothe a crying baby. Huh, remember those days? I mean, yeah, it was great for a little while, and then you're like, I'm exhausted, I need to go to bed. You know, it's just a roller coaster of emotions that can leave you feeling drained and questioning your abilities. Like, am I really cut out for this? Amidst the chaos and all the mess, Mom, it's important to remember that you are doing an incredible job. No, it's not Mother's Day here, but I'm celebrating you today. Dads, if you're listening, I'm celebrating you too, because I don't want you to go unnoticed. Too many times we just sit here and walk around our day acting like, gosh, you know, I'm not really doing a great job, but really, no, you are. Your efforts, I get it. They're hidden, aren't they? They may go unnoticed, but they are shaping the future of your children in ways you cannot even imagine. So for those moments when you're feeling worn out and on the verge of giving up, keep on keeping on. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Keep on keeping on. I mean, that's just fun to say, right? So say it with me again. Keep on keeping on. I feel like we need to have a beat to it. And maybe to kick off our weekend, we should do that. But when you are looking at what you are trying to do within your family, how you're raising your kids, the morals and the values that you're teaching them, the strategies, the critical thinking, it's not just about ABCs and 1-2-3s. I mean, yeah, that would be great if that's all we had to worry about teaching, but there's so much more. Safety, protection. You have to provide for them, right? And it's hard. And you have to do it day in and day out. And there are times that there is no rest. Now, I will tell you this. It is a season, and those seasons do change. So there's hope in that. But I also want to encourage you that there's hope because of who you are. So when you're sitting there wondering, oh my gosh, how do I keep on keeping on? How do I keep my momentum? Number one, celebrate the small victories. You know, it's easy to get caught up in the never-ending to-do list and the high expectations you set on yourself as a parent. But take a moment to celebrate the small wins, whether it's getting through hectic morning routines without any meltdowns, right? Remember the days? And maybe you're past those days. I am past those days, but you know what? The meltdowns still happen. They just look different. You're still rushed. If you're still hurried, there's meltdowns that happen, right? But it may not happen in the same manner. Maybe you're teaching your toddler how to tie their shoelaces and they just get flustered and you're like, that's it. I'm just buying slip-on shoes. And you wonder why the shoe stores make them. Mm-hmm. They're a parent too. Enjoy the little things. For one day, you may look back and realize they were the big things. And we forget that. We forget what really matters. So celebrate those small victories. And then number two, measure the moments. Getting all bent out of shape for everything is going to leave you exhausted and worn out. It just will. I've been traveling a lot lately, and let me tell you, I'm tired too. I'm kind of done with the traveling for a little while, but I have more traveling to do. I'm leaving in a couple days to go to another trip. And then 3 days from there, I'm leaving again. I mean, I don't know what it is. It's a season of always moving. But one thing that I know that grounds me is when I measure the moment. So stay in the present. Measure the moment for what it is. Don't over-exaggerate it. Don't underestimate it. We're good at doing both of those. But if we were just to focus on the moment, it changes everything. It changes the temperature of your day, which affects the barometer of your week. No more, no less, just right. And finally, number three, respect what you know. Now you're probably like, what? Where is this coming from? Well, you know what is best for your child. So don't underestimate what you know. You've got to look inward and respect who you are as a mom, as a parent, as a dad, as a grandma or an auntie. Right? You've got to look and say, you know what? Yeah, I really do. And yes, there's going to be moments like I could have handled that differently. We all have those moments. And for those moments, you just better yourself. That's okay. The next time, you do it a little bit differently. But sometimes we're so good at tearing ourselves down that we forget to pick ourselves up with our own respect for who we see in that mirror. Respect what you know. Be confident that you are a mom on a mission caring for your child. And you're caring for them well. But at the same time, don't be afraid or hesitant to ask for help. Sometimes we need that help. Sometimes we need to ask a friend. Sometimes we need that coach or that counselor or maybe a teacher or a good friend, maybe your own mom. You're not alone in raising your kiddos. But at the same time, you need to respect what you know. Don't discount who you are becoming and who you're training them up to be. Parenting is a tough job. And no, I am not going to tell you it gets easier the older you get or the older your children get. Quite frankly, it gets harder. But you see, that's why if we were to actually write a parenting book and write everything in it, well, the world would end because no one would want to be a parent. Because it's a ton of work. There's no job description on this earth like being a parent. There's no pay that can pay a person enough to be a parent. But guess what? The reward, it's off the charts. It's better than seeing the President of the United States in person. Remember, it's okay to have tough days and moments of doubt. Keep on keeping on. And remember this, in everything that you do, you've got little eyes watching you. It doesn't matter how big or how small they are. They could be grown, moved out of the house. They're watching you, Mom. They're watching you, Dad. They see your actions. They hear your words. Be that role model for them because your children are always watching and always learning from your resilience, from your strength, and most importantly, from your unconditional love. And I just know that about you. I know you love your children to pieces. So don't give up on yourself. Keep on keeping on. Keep shining, Mom. You're doing absolutely an amazing job. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.